At the MLK Memorial, reflections on the man who inspired the historic weekend to come.
It's a reminder of things that we need to remember every day to keep Dr. King and his work alive.
I was one of those children in 1957 integrating a school down in La Plata.
Phyllis Chesley from Hunterville, North Carolina, brought her niece with her to see the memorial and participate in the march.
A woman had to drive me to school in the morning and pick me up in the evening until my mother and several people in the NAACP met with the governor that same year and demanded that the schools integrate the buses.
Megan Clougherty, WTOP News.